This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, our cattle market was interesting today, Leslie, as we started off trading positive. Then we started slipping. Next thing we know, somebody jerked the floor out from under us. And at one time, we had live cattle and feeder cattle trading down over $2 lower without any fresh news whatsoever in the marketplace. And we managed to bounce off those lows, even though we closed negative more so in live cattle than feeder cattle today. We also saw today 157, 158 bids in the feed yards, no trades yet. Choice box beef down 89 cents, selects down $1.21. Moved 116 loads, saw an estimated kill of 115,000 head, and April live cattle and April feeders expired today. April live cattle went off the board down $1.30 today. June cattle closed $1.20 lower. May feeders recovered to close only 7 lower. August feeders were unchanged. And June lean hogs, 22 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limb Flex production sale, Saturday, May 2nd at the ranch at Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 1 o'clock and features 50 purebred and limb flex pairs, 25 purebred and limb flex spring calving cows, and 10 purebred and limb flex show heifer prospects. The ranch is 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5. For more information or a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.hallchr.com.
Tom, what softened things in the grain markets?
Well, that's a really good question, Leslie. As we started off the session with upside, we even traded higher overnight. Seemed like we was kind of building off the great gains that we saw yesterday. And then all of a sudden, the selling just took over. And it was a little scary for a while there. It looked like it was going to get extremely serious. Now, we did not have good closes, but we did manage to bounce off the lows. We did not really have any earth-shattering news. But keep in mind, it was the last trading day of the month of April, and that might have played into some profit-taking or so forth that caused the market to see some selling. On the close today, July KC wheat was down 10.5 cents. September KC down 11.75. July Chicago wheat down 9.5. July corn down 1.5 cents. December corn down 2 cents. July soybeans 12 cents lower. November beans down 9.5. But July cotton was 79 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.